This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype, so you can Skype into the show if you'd like. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Chris is back from, I presume, was a Linux conference. What was it?
It was Bellingham? Bellingham, Washington. Northwest Linux Fest.
Northwest. Okay. I was going to say, double your fest.
Yeah.
Double your fun. So welcome back from thinkpenguin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything. But we're going to start out tonight, Daryl, you've got a story about a man who has been exonerated after how many years in prison?
25 years in prison.
Wow. Some people haven't even lived that long. Can you imagine spending 2.5 decades behind bars?
That would be almost my entire life.
Yeah, as an innocent man.
Yes. Story comes from the Innocence Project. William Barnhouse is the 350th person exonerated through DNA evidence. Mm. And the story actually...
Nationwide or just Indiana?
Nationwide.
Okay.
Story's actually from 2 days ago, but I just saw it today. Story begins, a judge today granted a motion by the Delaware County Prosecutor's Office to dismiss the 1992 rape charge against William Barnhouse based on new DNA evidence proving Barnhouse's innocence of the crime. With Delaware County Prosecuting Attorney Jeffrey Arnold's consent, the Innocence Project and the Wrongful Conviction Clinic at Indiana University McKinney persuaded a Delaware County court to reverse Barnhouse's conviction on March 8, 2017, based on the evidence. Further proceedings in the case were scheduled for May, and Arnold's decision to dismiss the indictment against Barnhouse, who has dealt his entire life with serious mental health conditions, ends his 25-year struggle for justice. Quote,
so now all he has to deal with is his mental health conditions.
Yes.
No longer having to deal with those conditions while in a cage. So basically it sounds like they convicted a crazy man of a rape that he didn't commit, right? This was a rape charge?
Yes. Quote, we're thankful to the Delaware County Prosecutor's Office for moving quickly to dismiss the charges against Mr. Barnhouse. That quote from Seema Safia, staff attorney with the Innocence Project.
And by quickly, they mean after 25 years?
No. In March, okay. There was the evidence presented to the court in March.
I see.
And then in May, they formally said, okay,
got it.
Charges dropped. So that's kind of quick for courts. March to May. Mr. Barnhouse has waited a long time for this day.
Yeah.
While no innocent person should have to endure wrongful incarceration, prison can be especially devastating for someone like Mr. Barnhouse, who is dealing with lifelong mental health conditions. Barnhouse said, it was rough. I was always innocent. I'm glad it's finally over. I feel so happy. In December,
I wonder if they're going to pay him out.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would hope so.
We'll see if they cover that later in the story. In December 1992, Barnhouse was convicted of an April 21st, 1992 rape that occurred behind a vacant building in Muncie, Indiana. Shortly after the incident, police picked up Barnhouse and made him stand next to three squad cars and several police officers in an identification procedure. With police shining flashlights in his face, the victim identified him. On the basis of this identification, Barnhouse was arrested. Known as a one-on-one show-up, this has been described as the most suggestive identification procedure ever used by police. So it sounds like
it's called a one-on-one show-up.
A one-on-one show-up. So they've got somebody in handcuffs, standing there next to police.
Mm-hmm.
They bring up the victim. Is this the guy that did it? And then the person basically says yes.
Yeah.
Instead of having a lineup of here's 10 people that fit the description, pick out
the
guy.
I thought it was three people. I thought you said they lined up three people.
They lined him up next to three squad cars and
three
officers.
Cars. Gotcha.
So, handcuffed man standing, you know, being surrounded by police officers. Is this the guy in handcuffs? Is this the guy
basically
that did it?
Pointing at the guy saying, this is him, and trying to get
the guy we arrested. He's the guy that did it, right?
Yep.
Wow. At trial, the prosecution relied on the show-up identification as well as testimony of a forensics serologist from the Indiana State Police Crime Lab who provided testimony disproven by recent DNA testing that Barnhouse could not be excluded as a possible source of semen recovered from the victim's vaginal and cervical swabs and semen in the inside crotch area of her jeans, which she put back on immediately after the assault. In addition, a microscopic hair analysis from the Indiana State Police Crime Lab testified that a hair recovered from the victim's body matched Barnhouse's hair standard. He testified that if he placed that one hair on the victim's head or from the victim's body in a pile of Barnhouse's pubic hair, he could not pick out which hair it was. Which basically sounds like, yep, the hair's the same color and, you know, the consistency, so therefore it's got to be his.
Yeah, that's different than DNA testing, which, you know, they didn't have back then, right? Or at least it wasn't as prolific.
Right. Significantly, in closing, the prosecution argued that this hair was a silent witness that proved that Barnhouse committed the crime. The prosecution also argued that the semen recovered from the victim's body and jeans came from Barnhouse, although Barnhouse maintained that he was mistakenly identified. Mm-hmm. He was convicted and sentenced to 80 years prison. He eventually sought the help of the Innocence Project through a letter he wrote from prison. The Innocence Project, working with the Wrongful Conviction Clinic at Indiana University of McKinney.
Can you imagine how many requests these people get?
Oh, I can imagine.
A lot.
You think the ACLU gets a lot of requests? I mean, the Innocence Project's got to be deluged with prisoners who, you know, believe they were wrongfully convicted.
Right. So the Innocence Project and the Wrongful Conviction Clinic wound up getting some DNA samples, and the Delaware County Prosecutor's Office consented to the DNA testing. The same male DNA profile was identified on the sperm of the vaginal swab and the sperm on the jeans. Barnhouse was excluded as the source of the semen.
Case closed.
Based on these results, the Delaware County Prosecutor's Office agreed that Barnhouse had been wrongly convicted and jointly moved with the Innocence Project to vacate the conviction. Again, that motion filed back in March. The judge reversed the conviction in March, and then there was that further proceeding in May where they officially dismissed all of the charges against Barnhouse. Mm. Since his release in March, so he was released in March, but then, you know, the charge wasn't officially dropped until 2 days ago. Barnhouse has received round-the-clock care and service and is doing very well, they say. He's also been reunited with his family after 25 years in prison as an innocent man. The Innocence Project and Francis Lee Watson, director of the Wrongful Conviction Clinic at Indiana University McKinney, notified Barnhouse of the news. In 2013, the FBI acknowledged that testimony asserting that a crime scene hair is a match to a particular defendant's hair through microscopic hair comparison implies a level of certainty that exceeds the limits of science.
I agree with them.
Yeah,
I'm surprised the FBI testified that way.
There's so much forensic stuff that goes on that's just it's not scientific. It fails just miserably to be forensic.
And which is why I'm surprised the FBI would even make a statement like that, because it would seem to make it harder for them to get convictions.
Possibly, but it could have just been, and I don't know the circumstances around what happened in 2013 where the FBI finally admitted, this is pseudoscience.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does sound kind of like the whole phrenology thing, to where you feel someone's got, you've got a bump right here. That must mean that you have this disorder, and now we're going to wind up doing chemical castration.
Ooh.
Because they did that at one time in this country. The story continues. A review by the FBI, the DOJ, the Innocence Project, and the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers of FBI analysts' testimony and reports have revealed that analysts provided erroneous testimony or reports in more than 90% of case reviews so far.
We're going to continue here. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, beyond this news, what can we really glean from this? We're going to dig in a little bit further here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've got a MyPillow. Daryl's got a MyPillow. They're great pillows, and I use mine every night. And if I didn't like it, I wouldn't be using it because I've got other pillows I can use. But this one's fantastic, and I've been using it for about a year. It's great because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it's also guaranteed to last for 10 years. You can also you wash it in your washer and dryer. You can then dry it in the dryer. It's an amazing product. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and that is how you get 50% off. And by the way, you've got a 60-day window of time to decide whether you like it or not. If you don't, you can ship it back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back. So just go to MyPillow.com with code FTL to get that half off or two for the price of one. It is up to you. That's MyPillow.com. Coming up, some sneaky, sneaky computer companies. Chris from ThinkPenguin.com is going to tell us about Intel and HP doing some naughty things behind the scenes on some of their computers. We're going to get to that here in moments. We're talking about the Innocence Project. And yes. One of their more recent cases, case number 350 or something like that?
Case 350, as far as the people exonerated because of DNA evidence.
Right. Successful case number 350.
Correct.
Where the Innocence Project has teamed up with all these people who've been wrongfully imprisoned. This recent guy, like 2.5 decades.
25 years, yes.
For a rape he didn't commit.
Correct.
Was convicted on the basis of a hair found on the body looked like it could have been his.
We put it up under a microscope and found it to be a quote-unquote match. And
which means
there we
this
go.
Is a black hair with the same consistency as this other piece of black hair over here.
Pretty much. Yeah. And again,
but not a match as far as DNA was concerned.
Correct.
25 years later, they did the DNA test and found out, oh, this guy's innocent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, a review by the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Innocence Project, and the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers of FBI analysts' testimony and reports has revealed that analysts provided erroneous testimony or reports in more than 90% of cases reviewed so far. The analyst who provided the erroneous testimony in Barnhouse's case is not subject to that review because the review only includes FBI analysts, not the many analysts throughout the country who were trained by the FBI or who relied on the same techniques and testimony that the FBI used.
Needless to say, the rate of failure would probably be very similar with the rest of the analysts.
Probably, if not slightly higher.
Good chance of it.
And there's a quote from
these people
Watson.
Sound like they need to get fired. I mean, all of these analysts, 90% of the time they're wrong. That is just unsustainable in a marketplace.
We're talking about 25 years here. I wonder how many of them are still operating or still in, doing their thing even.
Probably not. Not very many.
Yeah.
But they may have
most
new
of them
people
are probably
doing the same job.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. But I mean, when it takes 25 years to get exonerated and for the evidence or testimony here and the people testifying against you to be identified as being essentially fraudulent.
Right. And there won't be any penalty. I mean, even if that person's still collecting a paycheck or whatever, it's not like they're going to dock his pay because he screwed something up. He did his job, right? Like, well, they gave me this hair to compare to this other hair, and I compared them and I testified. They looked similar. They're a match structurally, but that doesn't mean that they're a match DNA-wise.
Right. So. Francis Lee Watson, again, who's the director of the Wrongful Conviction Clinic at Indiana University McKinney, says the only way for the state to know whether other people were wrongly convicted by erroneous hair testimony is for the state to conduct a thorough and independent review of all cases where microscopic hair analysis was conducted and contributed to a conviction. I hope this heartbreaking case will spur the state to take immediate action. And then they have a link to a donation page where you can help get Mr. Barnhouse back on his feet after 25 years
Amazing.
Of wrongful incarceration.
So it does sound like they're not going to give him anything. There's a donation page so, folks can help him out. And I'm certainly not saying to not do that, but the state was the one who put him in the prison cell.
Right. And again, because this is, you know, so fresh, mm-hmm. basically, to where, you know, the charges were officially dismissed 2 days ago.
I see.
The process of, hey, wind up making some restitution is probably, you know, just now being thought about.
Yeah, unfortunately, you probably have to bring a separate case to ask
yes.
for restitution.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely have to bring a separate case.
It'd be nice if that could just be included as part of...
It would, but this is the state.
Right. It'd be nice if they said, oh, looks like we've wrongfully convicted you, sir. Well, here's the, you know, the statute says that anyone convicted wrongfully gets, you know, $100,000 per year for every year you're behind bars. So let's see, that's, you know, a cool $2.5 million. Here you go. Here's a check on the way out the door.
I don't think it's that high.
Oh, there is no such thing.
Yeah.
I was saying that would be nice.
There's no such thing because I'm trying to find out if he has been or if he has requested compensation, restitution of some sort.
You think there is a statute?
One of the first articles that I see is from the Innocence Project from 2016, mm-hmm. where the Michigan Senate was voting on a bill to wind up compensating those that were wrongfully convicted.
Oh, okay.
There have been other stories to where there were the three guys in North Carolina. I forget their names, but they all were exonerated. They were, mm-hmm. you know, huge victories for the Innocence Project. Had served 39 years on death row before being exonerated, and several months later wound up getting multi-million dollar compensation packages for that wrongful conviction.
All right.
So, yeah, I think it's very likely that William Barnhouse will wind up getting something. Now, the problem is it's going to come from the taxpayers who were funding to hold him.
That's a problem.
It's not coming from the judge that wrongly sentenced this guy. It's not coming from the prosecutor. It's not coming from the analyst that compared the hair and then testified and said, these two hairs look close enough. String him up by the balls, boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's sick. But, you know, again, what can we do to make this different in the future? Obviously, DNA
remove
testing.
Remove all of the various immunities that government officials have so that if they screw up, they personally wind up having to be held responsible. If I screw up by providing inaccurate testimony to a police officer, even though I don't know that it's inaccurate, well, I wind up getting convicted of providing false information to a police officer.
At least on the federal level.
Justice. Well, even at the local level, they could charge you with it.
I don't think they have that charge. They have obstructing. They might be able to finagle that into a charge, but that's an actual charge when it comes to lying to a federal agent. I don't believe every state had. Some states may have that, but I don't think all of them do.
Yeah, I know I've been told, you know, numerous times, you know, it's illegal to provide inaccurate information to a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, probably would be in obstructing or refusal to process or something like that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Better to keep your mouth closed than to tell a lie to a cop, in my opinion. 855-450-3733.
Right, but if they ask, did you see a man in a red coat, and you think the coat was a different color, and you're like, I didn't see anything, and then they have video evidence of
better to not say anything. That's what I said. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Okay, toll-free number, if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, you had mentioned before the show there was this story about NSA malware that was crippling computers around the world. That's not a surprise. But turns out it's a ransomware build of that malware that has been crippling computers, which means Bitcoin is hitting the news in a big way right now.
That's right.
And not in a good way. We're going to get into that coming up here in moments. But we're in the middle of this, where we finished the story about the accused rapist who has been exonerated after 25 years in prison because of DNA evidence. And I just wanted to kind of talk about, you know, what are some of the changes that can be made. You talked, Daryl, about ending immunity. The government agents, some people don't realize this, but government agents have all kinds of different types of immunity.
Correct.
That have been built into the laws to prevent them from being held responsible financially or criminally for a lot of the things that they do as part of their jobs.
And legislators, this is something that surprised the ever-loving crap out of me a couple weeks ago. Apparently there are legislators that don't realize that police and other government officials have these immunities.
I'm not surprised by that. I mean how would they know? There are so many laws, there's so many rules, there's so many statutes. No one could possibly know what they all are,
right? But you know, it's hard to, you know, be, and maybe it's just because I'm a news junkie.
That's right. It's because you and those of us on the show, we pay attention to criminal justice news, and the average person doesn't. The average
right,
person,
but you would think that a state representative
would
pay a little bit more attention to things.
No.
Especially one serving on the Judiciary Committee.
Okay, you would expect a little
of the legislative branch.
Yeah,
you would expect them to pay attention.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you would expect a little more out of someone in Judiciary or criminal justice.
And, you know, there was that hearing that we were at a couple weeks ago, and thank you for filming, where it was to on a bill that would expand the authority of state police. And
that's
it
right,
would
yeah.
have codified again that as long as they act in good faith, they can't be held accountable for what they do.
True. What happened with that bill? Do you remember offhand?
It's not been exact.
Okay.
That's the term for when the committee makes a decision on what to do with the bill. They've not held that yet, to my knowledge.
Okay.
But I testified, and there was one of the state reps that was like, but what do you mean that you know they can do whatever they want and not be held accountable? And so then I rattled off, you know, like half a dozen cases where police have done horrible things, like throw a flashbang grenade into a baby's crib, shoot a 7-year-old girl during a no-knock raid because she didn't obey the commands to, you know, not move, put your hands where I can see them, get on the ground. Well, we didn't know that she was a 7-year-old girl. We just knew that she disobeyed our command. We didn't know that there was a baby in the crib on the other side of the wall because we had no way of knowing what was on the other side of the wall.
In those cases, they'll first be sort of let off the hook by the claim that, well, we were just doing our job. We had a right to be there. We had our warrant. We, you know, we were just serving the warrant. And that includes bombing, you know, houses and, you know, shooting
right.
flashbangs
but
and all that.
But if I did any of those things,
oh, yeah.
I would be in prison right now.
Sure. Well, you don't have the authorization
but
of a man in a robe.
The police do those things, and they're told, well, there's no claim upon which relief can be given. None of the civil rights have been violated. They were acting in good faith.
Well, right. And here's the thing. Even if it can be said that they were acting in good faith, so therefore, or let's say that even if it was wrong, like they weren't acting in good faith and they did something wrong, a lot of times the bureaucrats themselves won't be held responsible. The department or the taxpayers or whatever, they're the
right.
ones that have to foot whatever kind of restitution comes up. The bureaucrats themselves are protected beyond anything else out there. It's very hard to get one of them to be held personally responsible for their own actions.
Right. Every now and then, you will see a story of police officer convicted of, you know, some sort of horrible offense
yeah.
because he did something that he knew to be wrong and violated someone's rights. But then any restitution to the victim comes from the taxpayers,
almost
not
always.
From the officer.
Almost always, yeah. So those are the things that need to change.
Yeah, you know what bugs me about all this is the cops are trained to lie. And this is why when
it's no joke.
For people who have interacted with police on a regular basis, you know they're lying. And, you know, they know they're lying, but they're trained to lie, and they can get away with it. So when they order you to do something, they might know that they're ordering you to do something that's, you know, unconstitutional
yeah.
or violation of your rights, but they don't care because they can use that against you later.
So
if
long as you do it.
Disobey.
Yeah.
Right. So you can't even refuse to disobey.
Well, you can.
Well, you can, but then
but
you get
more consequences
right.
will come immediately.
Right.
So,
right.
And
well,
you have to sort it out later.
What did the
right.
judge down in Palmer tell you when you got arrested for filming inside the town hall? She said something along the lines of, just do whatever the police officers say and then file a complaint and challenge it later.
I don't agree with that particular viewpoint, but yeah, that's a common statist viewpoint, is that even if you believe the officer is wrong, you should obey the officer.
Yeah,
that is a huge problem and will lead to oppression.
I don't even think that's just the judge's opinion. That's like in law somewhere. It's there's rulings on that.
There's definitely court precedent to back up that
right,
judge's
right.
opinion.
It's just what they want you to do. I mean, there have been plenty of instances where activists up here have stood on principle and
mm-hmm.
themselves arrested, just as you did a
sure.
few weeks ago, and they challenge it successfully through the courts after that. That essentially brings the case for you, right? So the criminal case, if something happens to you and then you want to challenge it, they're saying, oh, go ahead and pay $300 and take a case to court. Whereas if you get arrested, you go to jail for a moment, or you go through and get handcuffed and taken back to the police station and all of that. But then there's already a case that's been filed in the system. And yes, it is a different kind of defense to have to defend criminally versus going to civil courts and suing. But it can be done both ways, is what I'm saying.
Civil court is incredibly difficult.
Yes, it's
because
very
they
arduous.
Will almost always say you have failed to state a claim upon which relief can be granted.
Yeah,
because here's all the immunities they have.
Yeah. So I don't agree with the judge's opinion in that case. And in the case in Palmer, I was arrested for recording video in a town hall. Kind of similar to yours, but you were arrested for being in the street.
Well, we printed up this sign that says no filming. The ink is still wet on the sign, but we printed a sign.
Right. They just put a paper sign up in the window or on the front door of the town hall saying no video recording allowed, because they knew we were coming there that day.
Who specifically did that?
Some town bureaucrat.
It wasn't like...
We don't know who it was.
Yeah, it wasn't like something that was authorized by...
Well, someone authorized it.
It was authorized by the guy sitting at the computer that hit print.
That's right.
or the gal.
So that's just like what you were saying, where the cops will say something to you illegal, or in this case, any bureaucrat will say things to you that, you know, they're not legally allowed to do, but it's the question of, can they get away with it? And if they make a statement that sounds authoritative and they're standing there with their hand on their gun and they got a badge and, you know, a barking dog or whatever, people will think that this is the truth.
I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. Yes, you have to ask, because if you just do it, you know that's illegal and evidence gets thrown out. And most people are too ignorant.
They don't know.
To know that when they say, I have to ask to search your car, you can say, well, I have to ask you to produce a warrant.
Yeah, and the best part of this is if you don't respond by saying, I invoke my right to remain silent, that can be used against you as consent for the search.
Yes.
So, there's more to say here about, you know, what can we do? So, obviously, getting rid of bureaucratic immunity, that would be a huge step in the right direction, but also it would be incredibly difficult to pull that one off. That's not to say we shouldn't try, but it would be interesting to see those bureaucrats come in to try to defend their immunity in whatever public hearing would happen here in New Hampshire if somebody were to put that bill forward. Hint, hint to any legislators listening. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Coming up tonight, the ransomware hitting the world at the moment. Thanks to the NSA. NSA's malware was released a little while back, and now apparently some hackers and crackers have been busily modifying it to deliver ransomware into people's system. And what is ransomware? Well, we'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, though, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. We were talking about people who have been exonerated after having been convicted and spent time, in the most recent case, 25 years behind bars.
Yes.
For a rape that a man did not commit. He's been exonerated by DNA evidence now. And Daryl, you, the first thing that you said when I asked, well, what can we do about this? Because it's one thing to report the good news, like, okay, great, there's number 350 of, you know, innocent person who has been released from prison since the Innocence Project began. That's great news, but, you know, where can we take this from here? So you said get rid of bureaucratic immunity, things like qualified immunity. What are some of the other names?
There's qualified immunity, sovereign immunity, and then there's statutory immunity.
Right. These are
so statutory immunity is some men and women in a building with a giant gold nipple on top of it decided to write something in statute saying that you can't be held liable when you do
something
X.
Wrong. Yeah.
Qualified immunity is basically, well, courts have ruled that you can't be held liable when you do X. And the other one, sovereign immunity, is you can't be held liable because you're one of the king's men.
Yep, you're a government worker. So you're more special and more important than everyone
else.
And
because the very first king said that he had immunity, and then all of his men had immunity, then all of the king's men
for all time
wind up having immunity.
That's how crazy it is. That's really
that's
how
why
it is.
Nobody got held accountable when Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
That's what that story
was. Sovereign immunity.
So here's the other let's think about some other things that could change here. I think one of the things that a lot of us would like to see in our fantasy realm is an end to the government monopoly over courts and, you know, have private arbitration, a competitive market in courts, basically, that would not be one size fits all. And that is a big topic that I don't know how deep we want to get into, but there's a great book called The Market for Liberty that I made an audiobook of years ago. It's free to read and free to download online. It's a fantastic book by Morris and Linda Tannehill where they get into some really interesting detail on how a system like that might work, because obviously it's hard to kind of put yourself outside of the current structure that we have and try to imagine what would things be like if victims and the victimizer actually were able to choose their court, basically, which is kind of a crazy idea, and it's kind of hard to really grasp.
Right.
But what it could result in is, of course, better courts moving faster and more efficiently and giving better rulings, and more importantly, accountability. If somebody is to, you know, if we don't have a government monopoly on, let's say, law enforcement, and again, law enforcement would be the wrong term, let's say protection. If we don't have a government monopoly on protection, which, of course, we know the current government doesn't even have an obligation to protect you, but let's presume they did.
Well, don't presume that now. Most people don't know this.
Yeah,
well,
that's
they write on the side of their police cars to protect and serve.
But yeah, that's not what the courts have ruled in numerous.
Well, they are there.
Right, but it's what they write on the side of their cop cars, so it must be true.
Well, it is true. They just don't say the full statement. The full statement is the police are there to serve and protect the state. Yeah. They're not there to serve and protect you.
Right.
But people jump to a conclusion and figure it means they're there to serve and protect you, but that's just not the case.
Right.
But let's just presume that the police did actually have an obligation to protect you, and every now and then they might actually provide that service to you just because. In the marketplace, you would have a contract with a service agency, and yes, if you could. You could try to protect yourself
right.
as well. But
people do if you have money, right?
Yeah, that is available today. And if they don't deliver on their service of protection, then, you know, you might get your...
Fire them.
You know, you not only could you fire them, but you might get some sort of liability out of them for that, meaning that if they violate their contract, there could be provisions to where they'd have to pay up, and they might have insurance to make sure they could pay
right.
on situations like that. So let's come back around to this idea of the case of the rape. If there's some sort of private investigator that's checking out this case, and he comes and says, Mr. Smith, I believe that, I forget the dude's
Barnhouse.
Name. Mr. Barnhouse, we believe that you committed this rape. You're under arrest. Well, now they've just taken that man away from his freedom. They've conducted the act of kidnapping against him under the auspices that this person did what they say that he did. But if it turns out that they can't prove that he did what they say he did, if the evidence doesn't convince, if there is any evidence, and if it doesn't convince the whoever the arbitrator is in that case,
right.
then the ruling would be against the company that picked that man up. And the ruling would be not only is this man to be set free, but you must compensate him for what you did.
Right.
And that just doesn't happen today. And so there's no penalty for prosecutors and for police and for all these bureaucrats who get involved in picking up the wrong guy. The police want to pick somebody up because they want to make it look like they got somebody. They
and
want to
the
make
prosecutors
it,
want the conviction because they get promotions based on
yeah,
conviction
right.
rates.
And they want to run for political office and they want to be able to point to their conviction record and say, ah, oh, look, I've saved us from all these dastardly criminals. When, of course, many of them were innocent to begin with. So, again, there's no punishment for these people in the current government monopoly structure. And
right.
I'm sure they like it that way because it means they can screw up and ruin people's lives without any real kind of
right. and
responsibility.
The scenario that you're giving here of there's not a monopoly over justice would, by its very nature, also include what I suggested of eliminate the immunities.
Mm-hmm.
So, these aren't mutually exclusive things. So, the scenario of competing courts
yeah.
would, by its very nature, eliminate the immunity.
Well, yours was the first step, right? ending the entire monopoly on justice is going to be a very hard thing to do.
Yes.
It's a little less hard to just end immunities. Like
right.
you could end the immunities right now and still have a state. You could still have the monopoly court system.
Right.
They're going to fight tooth and claw against it.
Correct.
But it would at least be politically more feasible sooner to do something like that than to say, all right, let's completely rearrange the chairs of justice. That whole system
right.
needs to be completely reworked.
And dare I say, if the police in, I forget the municipality in Indiana where this happened, if the police weren't, you know, trying to find somebody with two joints and a bag of something, then maybe they would have had time to actually investigate and try to find the person that raped someone 25 years ago.
Maybe so.
Because right now all we know is this woman was raped 25 years ago. The guy they convicted wasn't the guy that did it. There's a rapist still out there.
There's, you know, it's true, but there's also an issue of competency and whether or not there's even any evidence in the first place that has been left behind that they can go on to try and track somebody down that may have, you know,
well,
done the rape.
They've got the DNA evidence on her genes that they used to compare to his DNA to say that he didn't do it.
Sure.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Michael is on the line in Orlando watching us on YouTube via cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard earlier, I think, I don't know which one of you guys were talking about the how cops are trained to lie and everything, right?
Yes.
Someone said that, I think,
that
right?
was me.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think it's such a stretch to when you look into some of the, you know, the shootings or whatever, that they could be fake because they are trained to lie, like you were saying. Like, I live in Orlando, like I told you, and the Pulse nightclub shooting, you know, I actually even knew one of the people that was there on television, and, you know, I 100% know that that was a set-up shooting. You know, there's crisis actors there. I knew half the
okay, hold
there.
On a second. Let me see if I can follow what you're saying here. You're saying that the Pulse nightclub shooting wasn't real?
No, that it was a real event, but it wasn't like people actually didn't die there. That was like I would consider it.
What was the real event? Because the whole point of the news was that people died in that shooting. So what are you saying happened?
The people that they said died, you know, half of them weren't even actual people. I mean, you could do research on it for 10 minutes, you'd see it. And I actually knew one of the people there, and he's a magician show. He's an actor. He was there. So.
And he's saying there was shooting, but nobody got shot or no one died.
Right.
Hold on, Michael. This is the first claim I've heard about this. 855-450-FREE, but not surprised.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.